Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We roll along here. No Joe today. Joe's out. He'll be back tomorrow. I think it's Joe and Donnie football on a Football Friday tomorrow at 84 Lumber. So that'll be a good remote. In the meantime, we're opening up the phone lines now at 412-928-9370. So if you want to give us a shout, this is the time to do it. We'll talk about a lot of things. And we've covered hockey. We've covered the Steelers with Chris Oak. We'll still get into that. But Austin, I also want to get your take on what's going on with the Pirates and all these rumored potential signings. You know, I'm of the belief that I won't see anything and believe anything until I actually firmly see it. It's done. You could be involved in a lot of things, but you have to close the deal. You have to deliver the baby, as they say. They need help. They know it. How far will they go to get it?
Yeah, I come back to what Skeen said after winning the Cy Young, which I thought was, you know, really fascinating. It was just three words. Talk is cheap. And I feel like that
he
was...
He knows it, and time's running out on them to
right,
get something done.
That was Skeen's message, and it's a coincidence, and I don't know if you believe in that type of thing, Bob, but I do find it strange that after Skeen said that, the narrative has been, oh, well, the Jeff Passan story has come out. Schwarber, Josh Naylor, actually having Connor Griffin start the year on the big league club. Their interest in the two Japanese hitters. Robert Murray comes out yesterday on FanSided on his video chat and says, yeah, the Pirates do want to spend some money. So I wonder how connected that all is. But I'm with you. I will not believe that they're actually going to do something until they make a big move and they sign someone to a significant contract. Then I hope it's a domino effect. Whether it's you sign a big free agent first, which I think would be better than trading Keller first for a bat. The narrative, I think, would definitely be in their favor if they sign somebody and then trade Keller for a guy that can come back. And then if you extend Griffin, Bob, that's the perfect offseason, and I don't think you're breaking the bank in doing that. I don't.
Yeah, that's a tough topic for me about doing that right off the bat. I understand why teams do it, and certainly they've had success in Milwaukee with Jackson Churio, and there have been other examples of this. I would like to see a little bit, and it may cost me more money if I wait, but I also would like to see a little bit from him up here, what he can do. He has all the natural talent to do it. He seems like a great kid. He has a great work ethic. So it's someone you would love to sign if he's willing to do it. Not unlike what Churio got, not unlike what some of these guys get right off the bat. Atlanta's done that before with some of their players, and they got them to great deals. They really did. So if you do it early enough, you can get good value out of it. But I still, there's a part of me wants to see it happen. And there's also the reverse of that. You can give a guy money in advance, and then he turns out not to do well. And we've seen that with some of the Pirates over the years. And they weren't big contracts, but they believed in them and gave them some money. So before I see that, I want to see them go out and actually spend some real money on some real free agents. Kyle Schwarber wants like $30 million a year.
Yeah.
To me, that's more than a gracious market value. I think he probably with 56 home runs, 132 runs batted in.
Yeah.
He should get more than that. But if that's the case.
Well, it's age and he can't play defense.
Okay. So what? You need a DH. It's a permanent part of the game, right? You need to have someone up there every single day providing that sort of run production. Come on. I don't care where he plays. He can sit in a dugout all day long, but if he hits a home run every other game, I'll take it.
Yeah, and I'll forget about the strikeouts. He'll walk 100 times during the season. I talked about this a little bit last night, Bob, and somebody was tweeting at me that said, well, he's going to strike out a ton, and he doesn't hit for a high average.
Who cares?
I don't care when the guy hits 56 home runs. If the guy doesn't hit for a high average and, you know, only hits 8 home runs and drives in 45 runs, a la Jared Triolo, then we can have that discussion.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's no reason why you should deny Kyle Schwarber from being here because he'll hit 230, but he'll hit the ball out of the ballpark 50-plus times and driven. When is the last time somebody for the Pirates has driven in 100 runs? Josh Bell?
Probably. I mean, when's the last time someone hit 50 home runs? You'd have to go 40 even. You have to go
Stargell?
Back to Willie Stargell.
Right.
And that's decades and decades of going. This is an era where you should get guys once in a while who hit that kind of power. So that's what they need, and that's what they should do, and we'll see how it goes. But I'm not holding my breath here.
No.
If I did, I'd probably be disappointed and not alive too much longer. So, but it's on them. They know it. Paul Skenes knows it. Everybody knows it.
There should be a little bit of worry, though, too, Bob, that this becomes the Steelers wide receiver two type of thing, where there's a lot of talk about it. Oh, we tried, but then they ultimately didn't get the job done. It can't be that. It can't.
Yeah, I know. Well, my wide receiver two would have been George Pickens, and I would have taken my shots at it. It's a risky business. Anything you do is risky. So I would have bet that he would have come in and played well and given me opportunities on the opposite side of DK Metcalf. But in the meantime, we're talking whatever you want to talk about. We open the door on the Pirates, so I know we have Pirate calls, Austin. There always seems to be the case.
Yeah, let's start with Bob and Braddock to chime in.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, just Bob, we're about the same age. Anyway, remember Robin Yount?
Oh, yeah, Milwaukee.
He came up when he's 18.
Right.
He's a Hall of Famer. So give the kid a shot. I mean, what else do we have to lose? I mean,
no, I think he should be up here, absolutely. But I'm a little bit more reluctant to give out a big deal right off the bat. He hasn't yet turned 19, and I want to see a little bit before I do that. But if I see enough, then I would do that. I'd try to get him to sign an 8-year deal, 9-year deal if I could.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, he seems like a good kid. He's got a good head on his shoulders. And his work ethic's there. So I say give him a shot. And as far as Kyle Schwarber, just bite the bullet and spend the money. I'm tired of the talk. Last year was the first year I didn't go to a game in years. It's been years. I just can't. I know my ticket sales is not going to make or break the Pirates Bank, but you know, I just couldn't do it. And I'd love to go back to the ballpark.
Well, you should. I would never tell you not to go. I still think it's a great night out. There's a lot of things you can do there, especially if you have kids. But yeah, you want to see winning baseball. You don't want to just go there for the entertainment and the pierogies. If you do that, then it's not a complete night. You need competitive baseball, and that's what they're trying to get. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Next up is
Rich, and Rich is in Buffalo. Maybe he's with
Joe. Home of the MVP of the league, who may put out a case to have another MVP in Josh Allen based on how he's playing. He's single-handedly keeping that team afloat, it looks like, Rich.
Tough guy. He's certainly the MVP as far as I'm concerned. I think they need a coaching change. I'm a Pittsburgher that got relocated to Buffalo. So, hey, a couple things here. I think when the Pirates are put in a position to have to make a splash, they do the stupid thing. And the last splash was the Chris Archer trade. Not only did they get a bad player, they gave away all their chips. I think that
signing wouldn't be. That's different than trading. We're talking about signing free agents.
No, I'm with you, but it all comes from the construct of the move. I mean, this is an organization that isn't, it's not a destination stop for these players. These players have things besides money. I think Major League Baseball knows that Ben Cherington doesn't have the assets or the ability to make a trade to get the kind of bat he wants. So they're going to have to overpay, and there's just no doubt about that. And the quality bats that are on the market, they just won't have enough chips on the table to be able to buy those four or five players.
It's an open market. You can do whatever you want to do. You can choose to spend or choose not to spend. They've chosen not to spend, but you can change that.
Well, I mean, that past performance is best predictor of future performance.
I agree.
I'm not saying they're not going to spend. I'm saying that their definition of spend and my definition of spend or yours are probably different.
Yeah, but when you have a generational pitcher like Paul Skenes, you know you're going to get every time out. And you have Chandler, who could be, you know, maybe a little step down, but somebody similar to that. They got a lot of pitching. I would imagine if you're never going to spend, now is the time to spend. And if you don't spend now, then you're right. Never will you spend. But this is the time to do it for at least a couple of more years to try to get this window open and go somewhere.
Yeah, Bob, you could extend that argument to if they have all this generational talent that's about ready to come onto the scene, then why did they retain this general manager to navigate them through it? He's got no history, no track record. You might say, well, he got them, these guys. They've been a failure for 10 years. They ought to have more than what they have. I mean, this past week was an embarrassment. They released 10 players, 10 stiffs from their 40-man roster. And most people nationally don't know any of these names. Plus, there's probably five more stiffs. So after 6 or 7 years, you've got 30, 40% of your roster made up of stiffs. That doesn't suggest to me that this is a general manager that's competent in terms of navigating these sort of waters. I mean, I'd love for my kid to, when he was 16 years old and I was teaching him how to drive, to drive around D.C., the beltway around D.C. and Maryland, he would have got killed. You know, he had still enough to keep the car on the road when it was a two-lane road. But, you know, we're talking about an eight-lane superhighway here. And, you know, Ben Charrington seems like a nice guy. But, yeah, this tells me everything I need to know about Charrington. You know, if I have the Hope Diamond in my house, I'm not going to take it to K Jewelers to get it cleaned, you know.
Rich, I appreciate the call. You make some good points. And, yes, it's all on his plate right now, and they've chosen to stick with the same administration that has failed them for all these years, so it's up to them. And that is the narrative. How will they change it, and will they just continue to do what they've always done and say they're trying and look at how much – it's very different to look at, okay, how much money did you spend in the offseason? If the answer is $30 million, however, you only had six guys, you brought in six guys for $30 million, that's telling you you're not going for, you know, the big-time – bat producers. You're going for just little pieces like Tommy Pham, like Adam Frazier, like all the guys they typically will bring in. They got to go away from that trend. And if they do, I think they would be at least applauded for their efforts. Wouldn't you say that, Austin? I would, even if Kyle Schwarber signs here, and let's say he doesn't hit 56, let's say he hits 26, 30. Okay, you may be disappointed in that production based on what you're playing, but at least you gave it a shot. You got to give it a shot.
Yeah, here. You gave it an opportunity. You gave it a chance. And, you know, injuries might happen. I can't imagine that Schwarber will drop down by 30 home runs. But, yeah, you got to at least go out there and make it worth your time and effort. Go out there and actually take an opportunity, take a risk, and sign somebody, even if you overpay a little bit. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable, Bob, and that's an area where they just have not been.
They're not forced to do anything but stay in their comfort zone. All right, let's move along. We have a lot of people on the lines here. Love to talk to you. Who's next, Austin?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's our guy Johnny and Farrell to chime in.
Johnny. Here's Johnny.
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Hey, let's play a little money ball here, okay, with the Pirates.
Okay.
All right. So there's a thing called a Pythagorean winning percentage formula, and you figure that out on potential RBI, blah, 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 blah. So the Pirates only needed to have 148 more RBIs last year for 100 wins, right? So we could find three players with 300 to 350 RBIs, 325 to 350 RBIs, we would only need to find 370 more RBIs on the rest of that roster. So three guys come in at 3 to 350, the whole rest of the roster only has to come in with 370 RBIs. So you just do that. You just have your RBI totals be at the threshold of what 100 wins would be, which is only 148 150 more RBIs.
All right. Well, you got to go out and get 148 to 50. Or you can get one of them and one guy in Schwarber.
Well, you got to get your You got to get your 300 to 350 first. So your Schwarber and the other two that Limits was talking about last night, they would bring you up to about 350 RBIs. Those three guys, Schwarber and those other two.
Eugenio Suarez was one of them, and Jared Duran from Boston is who we were discussing.
Yeah, but that's being awfully. Awfully
all of them is very aggressive.
I would just be, if they made one of those, I would be probably happy.
Well, what I suggested was you sign Suarez. You could probably get him for, you know, 3 years and
90 million,
20 plus million, 25 maybe,
okay,
per season. Jared Duran, you're going to trade Mitch Keller potentially for him, plus add a prospect.
Well,
Duran is not going to cost the money that Keller is costing right now. And then you go out there and sign another bat. I don't think that that's all out of the realm of possibility. If you want to be aggressive, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but it will be. That's
too
much.
It comes down to this, Bob. If you find that 300 to 350 RBIs, we're going to go to the playoffs. You got to just find those RBIs. That's it. That's all you got to do.
A better statement is you got to pay for RBIs. You don't find them. They're out there. You just have to pay for them. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate that. At 412-928-9370. Always a hot stove is never hot around here. It's always just lukewarm, and then it gets cold.
Ah, the lukewarm stove.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it never does get hot. I would love it to get hot. I want to see more of that. They say it. They say they're looking to do it. They say they want to be a playoff team. As Paul Skeens himself said, talk is cheap. Who's going to talk to us next?
Here is Tyler in Monroeville.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got a little thing to just say right now. So if you guys just give me like 2 seconds, I just want to at least make a point here, okay, about the Pirates. So earlier this week, I was a little curious about their spending habits and what they spent when they were competing 10 years ago with where the market was 10 years ago with where we're at today with the market. And overall, they spend less than one standard deviation away from the mean today versus what they were spending 10 years ago in 2015. So what that means is, as more teams are spending today to get guys, the Pirates are spending less today than what they were 10 years ago. And if I could break that down a little bit more for you, I was bored. I was at work, and I wanted to take my mind off some stuff. So I spent 30 minutes doing this. So I pulled some numbers from SpotTrack, and what I got was 10 years ago, the standard deviation was about $48 million away from the mean. Today, the standard deviation is about $73 million. The Pirates are spending less than one standard deviation from what other teams are spending today versus what they spent 10 years ago when they were competing to win. And they're
well, all you have to do, Tyler,
is even less.
And this would proof your make it what's the word I'm looking for? All the work you just put in, all you have to do is look at their history of signing free agents. Only one. In 10 years. One multi-year free agent.
Oh,
that's it. So that confirms what you're pretty much saying.
Well, it's not even that, though. If I can go in a little bit more to this, if you look at their obligated contracts for next season, there's only two guys they have signed, and that's Reynolds and that's Keller. Now, if you look at their arbitration-eligible players, that's basically everyone they had last year, and they let go of four guys yesterday. So that's about another $3-4 million off the books. So they're only obligated to, I think, $58 million next year. So when they say they're going to spend $30 to $40 million, that's about 5% more than what they spent last year. So it's all a PR stunt. They're not going to get Kyle Schwarber. They're not going to get Kyle Tucker. They're not going to get any of these big name guys they should. I have a prediction, and it's a solid prediction, and I know it's going to happen. They're going to get two of three outfielders. It's going to be one of Yastrzemski, Mullins, or Bader. And I have a feeling it's going to be Mullins and Yastrzemski because Bader hit himself out of a small contract. He's going to get signed for like $15 million next year.
Yeah, well, that's not going to get it done. That's just not going to get it done. Tyler, thank you. I appreciate you put the time in for that. But again, that just confirms what we're saying is that they've not been active in free agency and they need to spend more. It's whatever theory you use, it'll come out to the same conclusion. That is, they haven't spent enough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.